The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Good evening, campers, and welcome back to another awesome episode of Monsters Among Us Jr. Delaney and I have a super spooky show set up for you this evening, so I hope you're listening from a nice, bright place, because from here on out, it might get a bit scary, beginning with this moody entry from Catherine out of the Silver State of Nevada.
Hi, Derek. My name is Catherine from Reno, Nevada. And I have like a little bit of a ghost story that I wanted to call in. So basically, this involves my family, our current home, and the house we lived in before this one. So like 6 months ago, Liz and I climb. I like had said goodnight to my mom, and we all went to sleep. So my mom wakes up around like 1 to 2 a.m., and the master shower is just turned on full blast in the middle of the night. She woke us all up like the next morning and interrogated all of us, and like none of us turned it on. I didn't turn it on, neither of my brothers did. My dad was like out of town. And then like fast forward to now, the rest of our family was out of town except for my dad. And he keeps hearing like these noises downstairs. And he like automatically assumes it's our dogs, because like who else would it be? And he goes down there, and they're not down there. They're in bed, like fully asleep, and it wasn't them. And then like also like have my door open when I'm asleep, and like to do like a couple other people in my family. So like I look out into the master bedroom doorway, because it's like right across from my room, and like sometimes I'll just see what looks like shadow figure, but like also just looks like a person there standing in like the middle of the night, like when it's like pitch black. So what I think this like kind of came from is we had lived in this house like 4 or 5 years ago, and you'd go into the master bedroom or bathroom, and like I would go in there like, there was a piano in there, and I'd play it, and like stuff would fly off the piano at me, and you'd go into the bathroom and like hair brushes would fly off the counter, and not like in an aggressive way, not like in a poltergeist way, like in kind of just like a grumpy old person way. Like, well, that sounds wrong, I'm sorry. We really enjoy your podcast, we listen to it all the time, and have a good one.
Hey now, I'm definitely one of those grumpy people. But thank you, Catherine, for calling in. Now, you touched on something there in your call that I hear about all the time. A ghost or a spirit, somehow, turning on a water faucet. Now, that's a detail that's been reported now for a very long time. 123 years, in this example, from a 1901 New York Times article, titled, Ghost Turns on the Water. Paterson, New Jersey, May 23, 1901. Faucets are said to be opened by unseen hands every night in the deserted tenement house, 14 Brook Street, in the Little Italy district. Crowds gather nightly to look for the wraith, which is said to turn on the water each evening at 9 o'clock. You know, that kind of makes you wonder if it's still happening there at 14 Brook Street. And this is just one example, Catherine. Like I said, I hear this detail all the time. So just know it might be weird what you experienced. It might be scary, but you're not the only one that's experienced it. So I hope that helps bring some comfort. And thank you again for giving us a call.
Let's line up.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Set to enter South Target. Broadcasting live from
Los Angeles. Now, folks, I'll be back toward the end of this episode. But for now, I'll leave you in very capable hands. Get on in here, Imayumima. Kids, say hello to Delaney Bowers.
Capable hands or capable claws? Y'all will just have to guess on that one. You know, earlier this evening, I was gazing into my crystal ball, and it told me there would be a shadow figure in my very near future. Anonymous, what have you got for us?
Okay, so I'm here at my house in Davidsville, PA, and there's this creepy back room with all my toys and just like a bathroom and a washer and dryer. And there's this black figure that I see all the time, well, now with my friend. And we just see it, and one time, when my friend was not here, the door slammed on its own. And, yeah, so I hope that this gets sent to a podcast, and thank you, bye.
Aha! A shadow person, just like my crystal ball predicted. But an unsettling black figure? No, thank you. And as much as I love a thrilling, misty entity, what caught my attention was that it manifested in a creepy back room. You see, in 2019, an image was posted on a popular internet forum of an empty room with dingy brown carpet, yellowed wallpaper, and bright fluorescent lighting. The original poster described the picture as disquieting and said that the space felt off. Over time, other users added their own photos and nicknamed these spaces the back rooms, where lights flicker on and off, the air smells musty and damp, you're completely alone, and monsters lurk around every corner. Could Anonymous's playroom actually be one of those back rooms in real life? I wouldn't rule it out entirely. I've added a picture of the original back room over in the show notes. Why not take a look and let me know if you've ever visited someplace similar? Thanks for calling in, friend. Now, real quick, let me tell you how you can submit your spooky story. Give our hotline a call at 1-833-MAU-KIDS. That's 833-MAU-KIDS. Remember the rules. True stories only. Call from a quiet location. Keep it short, under 2 minutes if you can. And lastly, get your parents' permission before calling in. That last one is super important. Now, speaking of creatures peeking around corners, here comes Derek now.
I'm always out there watching, but I promise, I'm only doing it in a creepy way. Thank you, Delaney. Now, what I have for you next is chilling. How many of you know what a doppelganger is? That's right. Two people that look and act almost identical. Now, for a terrifying example of this strange phenomena, please welcome Megan, all the way from Arizona.
Hello, Derek. My name is Megan. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona, and I have two stories that I'd like to tell. So one of them is about a doppelganger that I saw, and both of these stories happen during the day when I'm all alone by myself. Like, other people are in the house, but I'm all alone in a room. So the first one is, I was walking down to what our room is, a room where me and my brother hang out a lot, and the family calls it the playroom. And so I was all alone, and I was walking down there because I wanted to get a book. And I see this person that looks like my brother, short with long hair and a ponytail. And he was grounded, so I was like, oh, he's getting out to get another book. I was like, really, Maverick? And this thing, all black, just ducked behind the wall. And when I went over there to go see him, because I thought he was behind his chair, there was nothing. It was like he ducked and then crawled through the wall and out the house. And it scared me because there is no way my brother is that fast that he could crawl on the floor without making a sound it back into his room. And when I went to his room to see if he was still there, he was in there and he was reading. He was in there, he's just reading, sitting around and relaxing. And it really scared me. And my second one is about what I call the elf man. So I was in my family's living room. It was probably 12 o'clock in the afternoon. And so I was just sitting on the couch reading. And all of a sudden, something in my head tells me, you need to look up and look towards the sliding door to the backyard. So I was like, okay. And I looked up and I see this tiny little man wearing like an elf hat and long ears, like an elf. And I see him and I look at him and I'm like really confused. And then he just walks away and I see his little hat and I hear jingles. And then it's like he walked out the door. That one I just looked at it, it was like, I laughed about it. That one I wasn't so scared, but it was really funny. But still spooky, and I just wanted to give you a call. Bye.
Thank you, Megan. It's unsettling to see anyone's doppelganger, but to see your brother's in your own home, and to see it scurry away like some sort of wild animal, well, that is all kinds of upsetting. Now, the only thing I can think of that would be more unsettling is if her brother saw her doppelganger. Well, believe it or not, that's exactly what happened here. Now, please welcome Megan's brother, Maverick, to the program.
Hi, Derek. My name is Maverick, and I live in Arizona. And I have a short story. It's about a doppelganger. So, it was around noon, maybe 11 o'clock, and I was sitting on our couch in the living room while my sister was making something in the kitchen right behind the living room. So, we were talking, and I decided to turn around and look at her. And when I did, I saw this figure that looked exactly like her, like right in front of her. It had her hair, and it looked like it was wearing the same clothes she was. So it just blew my mind that something that looked just like her, right in front of her, just ducked behind the kitchen island. And that's my story. Bye.
Spooky stuff, Maverick. And I'd like to say that you guys have some sort of doppelganger problem. Or perhaps a ghost that likes to mimic people. But I wonder if it's not a third option. some sort of glitch in the matrix, or perhaps a time shift of some sort. You're not seeing a ghost of each other, nor a true copy. It's just that maybe somehow time works differently at your house. Now, whatever the cause, thanks for reporting it. Now keep your eyes open for more strangeness and be sure to call it in if it should arise. Now to close this puppy out, I kick it back over to my sidekick, the old Meemaw herself, Delaney.
Oh, hey again. I'm just sitting here in my rocking chair listening to the screams of something way down in the holler. And while I try to figure out what's making that noise, I'll hand the program over to Vanessa from Bolivia for our final call of the evening.
Hi, my name is Vanessa. I'm from Bolivia, and this happened to me and my twin brother last week. I remember it was on a Friday, and every Friday, a couple of our friends, me and him, we meet up after dinner to cook walk at Town Square, and we have 2 hours. We have to be home by 8. Everybody. Strict. Right. We went to Town Square. We didn't know what to do. Usually we play baseball, softball, soccer, foosball, stuff like that. But we didn't want to play that this time. And so one of my friends suggested we go into the forest on the other side of town. The crazy local man who runs around town said he saw some weather fairies. We didn't believe him. Nobody does. We believed him after what we saw in the forest that night. We rode our bikes all the way over to the other side of town. We parked them somewhere by a huge rock. It was already like 6:30. It took us about 30 minutes to get over there. And we took our flashlights out, got our backpacks and our waters and stuff that we packed, and we went out. We were venturing for like 45 minutes, 50 minutes, I don't know. After a while, we found it. It was a cave. And we heard some funny noises, but we figured maybe it's just some animal. It was supposed to rain that night. And remember, this was in summer. It was summer, and it was really hot. But we decided to go anyways. So we went into the cave, and we walked in. It was already at least 7. We were walking and walking, and then we heard something. The corner of my eye caught something. It looked like a skeleton. A skeleton that had wings. But nobody believed me until what flew out at us and knocked us all down on our feet.
A skeleton with wings in a Bolivian cave. I'm not sure what I was expecting for our last call, but I'm almost positive it wasn't the remains of an ancient dragon. Vanessa, that's a creature feature if I've ever heard one. I also love the addition of un hombre loco, or a crazy man. Oftentimes, these folks exist on the fringes of society and are deeply familiar with the oldest customs and traditions of a community. Sometimes they're referred to as harbingers of doom, because they warn people about the perils that exist just beyond the woods, or mountains, or caves. And at least in this case, it sounds like El Hombre Loco was correct. In ancient Incan mythology, there was said to be a dragon known as the Amaru. The Amaru had multiple heads. One was a puma, one was a condor, and the other was a llama. The beast had the wings of a giant bird, the body of a snake, and a fish-like tail. Experts believe the Amaru was a sacred symbol that represented wisdom and ushered people into the subterranean spirit world. So, Vanessa, were those bones of an Amaru you came across deep in the heart of a cave? I think we both know the answer here. We appreciate the call. And much like that dragon, it's time for your MAU Meemaw to unfurl her wings and fly off into the night. If you hear a piercing screech, just pay me no mind. A big thank you for sticking around, and Derek and I will see you right back here next week. MAU Junior is written and produced by Derek Hayes and Delaney Bowers. Copyright, Red Crow Media. Additional support is provided by Sarah Carter Hayes. All media used in this production is done so under the protection of fair use. Give us a follow over on our brand new Instagram page. Just search MAU Junior to find us. And while you're at it, leave us a rate and review. That will really help others find this show. Tonight's score was provided by Iron Cthulhu Apocalypse, Co.AG Music, and Carl Casey at Whitebat Audio. And finally, the Monsters Among Us Junior theme was written and produced by Ali Mamarian. Happy hauntings, hooligans!